Hi guys, today Chris has let me take over the reins and I get to interview him, the 8-bit champion.
Hello.
Hello. We'll start my favorite way. Those viewers that haven't seen your channel, how would you describe it?
Just about video games, mostly old school games, new games, any kind of games.
What games are you working on currently?
I guess I'm still playing Red Dead Redemption mostly.
How do you like that game?
It's great. I've never, I don't think there's ever been any other kind of game like that before. It's such a big world with the Western theme to it. I guess Gun came close for the PS. I think I had a PS2 version. I think it was for a lot of systems, but this game's just way bigger than that game ever was.
What was that game like?
It was a Western style game and a little bit more linear, but sometimes between the missions and stuff, there was open world stuff where you can go and get bounty and stuff, but nowhere near the scale of Red Dead is.
Sweet. And what's your favorite system of all the systems ever?
That's a hard question. I guess it would be the NES because that was like my first game system ever.
Lot of ours. So you do a lot of videos that you play Famicom games. Where do you buy all your Famicom games?
It's a combination of eBay and this website called Japanese Games. JapaneseGameStop.com. When I get them on eBay, I try to find a US seller so it doesn't take forever to get here. Usually, if you get it from Japan, you have to wait like a month or something like that.
Right, and isn't it a lot more expensive to ship?
Well, not really that much. Maybe like $4 or something. It's just a little plastic cart, so not that expensive.
That's true.
But the, what's it called? I'm trying to think of the type of shipping they use, but it doesn't have any insurance or anything if it gets lost
Just
or
flat
damaged,
rate.
so it's kind of risky. I think it's ESR something, some kind of weird name. And yeah, it's kind of risky, but that's the one I usually use because it doesn't have any insurance, no tracking, no anything if it's lost or stolen.
Have you ever had any get lost or stolen or anything weird like that?
There was one that never showed up until like 3 months later, and I think there was some note saying it was lost or something, so I guess they found it and shipped it to me.
Oh,
But
nice.
I've been pretty lucky for the most part, I guess.
Guess have you ever had any bad experiences with eBay? Like anybody sell you something that doesn't look like what you paid for?
Yeah, there's been some NES games that were beat up, not in the very good condition they had it listed in, and that kind of sucks, but I don't usually spend much more over $5 for an NES game if I get it off of eBay. And usually you can, negotiate with them, try and give me back the shipping fee or whatever. Since it's not in the condition they listed it in.
Right.
Or I'll leave them negative feedback.
Back in the days of the Super Nintendo versus the Sega Genesis, who was your favorite, Mario or Sonic?
I probably always liked Mario a little more. Sonic was just kind of, racing to get to the other side of a map. I never really found it that interesting, or I did play him some, but yeah, I guess I like Mario better, but I was never really heavy into the main, whatever you call them, main character games. I don't know, I've always been into other offbeat type games, I guess you would say.
Okay, so what offbeat type games are you into?
I just got this game for Genesis not too long ago called Target Earth, where you use just this little robot and he can shoot and jump high and stuff. I think it was the precursor to Cybernator for the Super Nintendo. Anything involving a robot I like for some reason. I don't know why. I just like robots.
So you ever played Armored Core or Chrome Hounds?
I have. I played Chrome Hounds like the last week of the online stuff, and I only person I could find to play with was this little British kid, and he was giving me all these different parts and weapons and stuff, and he says like this will help you out, and I was like
Oh, so
thanks.
nice.
Yeah, I played Armored. I remember playing Armored Core for PS1 and. I remember the PS2 version just kind of seemed like more of the same with a little bit better graphics. And I think I kind of slacked off of the series after that.
When would you say you really got into gaming?
Probably when I first got an NES. What was I? How old was I? I don't think I was even 10 yet. 7 or 8.
So the other day we played Modern Warfare. Do you want to tell them how that went?
It was pretty fun at first, but then they started working together to kill me, and so it got more challenging as it went on. But at first, I was just sneaking up behind them and knifing them, Natasha and Crow, and it was a lot of fun playing with a larger group.
Do you have any idols in the video game industry that you look up to? Like, if you ever went to a video game convention, would you want to meet anyone?
I guess Peter Molyneux is a pretty cool guy, I guess. Works for Microsoft now, though, so I don't
What did he used
know.
to do?
He invented, what was that game you were playing the other day? I've already forgotten it. Very popular. Fable. Fable 2. Fable and Fable 2. And I think he's working on the Natal thing, the camera thing for Xbox.
Oh, Steven Spielberg.
Yeah. I can't remember the other games he's done. He's done quite a few, but I guess Fable is the biggest series that he's done right now.
Is there anything you do for fun outside of gaming?
I ride my mountain bike around a bit. I have a few bike riding videos on my channel. I did those quite a while ago. Gaming, movies. I used to be into comics. Haven't read in a couple years though. Used to draw quite a bit. Haven't done that in a while.
Who are you, some of your favorite YouTubers?
Your channel, of course.
Of course, suck up.
I like Cree Boy's channel. He's a pretty neat guy. Collects lots of toys and stuff. Thomas, what's it, 3124. I like watching his mods and stuff. Madeka, is it 50, I think?
Oh.
He's kind of a crazy guy. Let's see.
Medeka right now, he's up for YouTube Gamer of the Month on Jason Relaxation's videos.
Oh yeah,
Yeah,
me.
gotta go vote for him.
The Jibs Gibbs, that British girl, she's pretty neat. Collects old games, new games. There's so many. I think I've got like 100
Oh
subscriptions.
my, how do you keep up?
I don't. I try to watch as many as I can. But yeah, I'm pretty much all over the place watching different people.
So, Chris, what are you looking for next week in new releases or in the upcoming months?
That Transformers game, I can't remember what it's called.
Is it Revenge of the Fallen, like the sequel movie, or is it something else? I think it's something else Terry Fan told me
It's
about.
Cybertron War Trans. Let's see. I'm trying to look at it on GameStop.
Terry Fan showed me. It looked really good.
Yeah, it's it has more of the classic Transformers stuff instead of so much of the movie junk. War for Cybertron, that's what it is.
There it is. Yeah. Any other new releases within the next year you're looking forward to?
Ah, man, the whole year?
The whole year, come on. You gotta get Call of Duty in November, right? Or December, whenever it's coming out.
Is that the one called Black Ops or whatever? Or is that something else?
No, it's Call of Duty. Stop whispering at me. You're not in this interview. Kyle wants to know if you're getting Halo Reach. Since he's an interrupting cow.
I don't know. Maybe. I only have the first Halo game, actually.
Oh, no!
Which is pretty bad, I guess.
I don't know. Some people don't like 3, and I really liked 3, but I'm a girl, so I like the cheesiness, I guess. So, anything you want to say to everybody before we go?
I appreciate all the subscriptions I've been getting lately, and all the support with the podcast. We hope to talk to other YouTubers soon.
How many subscribers are you up to now?
285.
Oh my goodness, you're so close to 300. That would be exciting. Alright guys, well, we're going to say goodbye, and make sure that if you're interested in doing interviews with us, that you're either PMing me or the 8-Bit Champion, and we'll set up an interview and have some fun. Bye!
Okay, bye everyone.